Previously on Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast.
I said, I'm going to shave my head if you have one more irritable bowel attack.
Oh, see, you were being driven crazy by the irritable bowel attack.
I was.
Kendall, it's just an irritable bowel world.
It's a mad, mad world.
We just live in it.
Hey, listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Oh, Kendall, I'm ready.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Woo!
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Oh, this week, Kendall, we're talking mysteries.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
It's a mystery that we're here every week, Cliff. As fat as we are, that we continue to return.
Kendall,
we're able to even fit in the door.
That's a mystery in and of itself. How do we? The physics just don't add up, Kendall. But every time we do a show, we take a shot in the dark. Ooh. That the listeners are going to love it. And I think that they will, Kendall.
It's a mystery that they'll come.
It's a mystery, Kendall. It's not a mystery what this is. It's up for debate if it's good or not, but it's
but
not.
But it's no mystery what it exactly is. And Cliff will tell you now.
It's Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, everybody. It's an internet talk show hosted by two morbidly obese fat men who look just like us, ironically. And we talk about things every week, Kendall, such as what? The salute to the elderly. All those other shows that we've done.
March Awareness Month.
Yeah, you know what? Did we do March? Have we done March Awareness?
I don't know if we've done March. Check it, Mr.
Where's
Todd
Becky?
Bottom.
Put Becky on that. She, you know why I say put her on that? Because she was on Facebook earlier. I saw her Facebook.
Don't think we didn't see you.
While she was on the clock. I think she needs to look up to see if we've done March Awareness Month or not. But anyway.
Wait, what is Mrs. Potter Butter? What is she saying?
What? Huh? Come in.
Oh, dears, I apologize greatly, dear. I'm so sorry. It's inappropriate, dear.
Oh, my God. Charles, the contract I called, I told you to shut the door.
Dears, it's more important than Charles, dears. I'm very sorry.
More important than Charles Duke. Okay.
Oh, dear, please don't say that on the air. Dear, I'm
sorry. Wash my mouth out.
I'm having a great deal of anxiety, dear. I was going to a lady luncheon meeting.
Oh, my God. You're going to be late for that lady's luncheon meeting, aren't you?
Dears, I know, and I'll tell you why. I had two gloves on this morning when I was getting dressed, and one has gone missing, dears, and I'm not sure what happened to
it. My.
I know it's very inappropriate to talk to you while you're doing a show, dear, but I'm just desperate for help, dear.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, just calm down. It's going to be all right. We're going to find it for
breathe.
You.
Breathe. Won't you just have a seat up right there.
Oh, dear, thank you. Just a glass of water, dear, if you have one.
Yeah,
here
okay.
Here we go. Here's one right here.
All right.
Oh, well, I'm sure I know who did this, Cliff. Obviously. It's Charles.
Well, obviously it's Charles. Where the hell is Charles?
Oh, dear, that sounds like an excellent point. Probably was Charles.
Well,
Charles, get Mr. Topbottom, will you grab Charles?
Just grab him.
He's probably in the bathroom.
Bowser, I can't see Charles. There's no hide, no hair of him.
Charles, get in
Charles.
Here.
Charles. Where is
I know it was him. I know it was him. That he's probably off somewhere doing God knows what
I'm
with her
sure
poor
where he is, Bulge. I haven't seen him for moments.
Oh, damn, I don't know what I'm going to do if he's got my glove. Damn, I could never wear it.
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry about
Charles,
it.
Charles, come in here. Come in here.
Close the door. All right.
Have you?
What, yeah, guys. Hey, sorry about that leak last week, but I finally got the doily out. I want to let everybody know it was all right. Miss Butterbutter Butcher, she got it. She got seen her. She did that dry clean. There was no stains anymore. Everything just looked great.
Like hell, it was all right.
Oh, dude. My God. Miss Butterbutter Butcher,
we're on the air. I don't think you know.
Where's Becky? Stop her from looking that up. Get her one of those old Xanax. Mrs. Potterbutter Butcher needs one. She's got to have one.
I need something strong, dear. Maybe a nice spot of sherry. Do you have any of that sherry left under the table, dear?
Somebody will find. I bet Charles, where's the sherry?
Oh, it's right here, guys. It's right underneath this thing over here.
Of course. How do you know where it's at? Oh, Charles.
Oh, sorry, Moses. I didn't mean to do that. Here you go. Here's the sherry.
Oh, dear, thank you, dear. Oh, God.
Oh.
I've never seen her so distraught. Charles, have you touched Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn's glove? Her, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn is missing a glove.
A glove? It may be in your glove compartment. Sometimes I look at my glove.
Charles, a nice white glove. Charles, stop talking. A beautiful white glove she is missing. Have you seen it or touched it? Just answer it.
Have you seen a beautiful white glove? Have you blown your nose into anything unusual lately?
No, I haven't seen any white gloves. Last time I saw white gloves when my ex-wife came over, she was looking through the house before I was able to leave. She said she had to give it a white glove test, and she's like rubbing it on everything. She's like, look, Charles, full of dust. And I was like, hey, bitch, get off my back.
Well, Charles, as entertaining as all that is. Oh, my God. Okay. Charles, I think let's dismiss things. Charles. You're dismissed, Charles.
Goodbye, Charles. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
And He's already back in the toilet.
We're gonna try to find out what's going on with your glove.
Bottom of this.
I think I'm gonna go outside, dear. I'm gonna go look around for some more, dear.
Just go look around, maybe. Just go look around. All right, we'll see you later. We'll find it.
Mrs. Non-Bottom, dear. Have you found my glove?
All
right. Oh, we'll Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn is just, I've never seen her so distraught.
I have never been so distraught, Kendall, myself.
I'm a little disturbed right now.
Is this, listeners are wondering, and let me answer the question you're having. Yes, this is the show. Yes, this is the show. Yes, 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 yes. This is the show. And what we're talking about
today.
We're
talking about mysteries.
We're talking about mysteries. Whew. Charles, it seemed oddly enough, have our own mystery upon our hands. And it's the case of the missing beautiful white glove. And Charles really seemed like he didn't know. I've seen him lie before. I've seen him face covered in Cheeto dust telling me, oh, no, I haven't seen Cheetos. And,
oh, I can see the Cheeto dust all over those beautiful white gloves because it scares me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I feel like we shouldn't even look any further. It's probably him. Yeah.
Well, probably, but how do you make him do it? Kendall, I recently saw a hit film called Prisoners from Warner Brothers Motion Pictures starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Hugh Jackman, and if you're suggesting that we build a small room and contain Charles in it for weeks and subject him to scalding temperatures of water or freezing cold temperatures of water, I'm here to tell you right now, Kendall, you gotta stop. And look at this, because those are hard to build, and I don't know if we have that in the budget.
Cliff, I don't think I need this incident for me to want to do that to him.
Oh, no, Kendall.
No, Cliff, we're talking about mysteries.
Poor Charles.
Cliff.
Yes.
Did you know there was a ship called the Orang Medan?
Oh, not the Orang Medan.
It was. It was a ship that would. It sent out an SOS.
I'm calling SOS.
I knew that was coming. And then a message that it said the captain and his crew found dead in chart room. Entire ship's crew's dead. I die was this message it received, right?
Oh, my God.
And after this, a boarding party was sent out, and they found all the crew lying on their backs, eyes wide open and all out on the front deck. Oh, my God.
Was that them?
That's what it sounded like.
They're back.
They found the crew's dog barking at nothing, and the ship sank as it was being towed ashore. How terrifying is that? Because something happened to all those people out in the darkness of the ocean.
Oh, my God.
That is a mystery.
Speaking of mysteries, Kendall, that is a mystery.
I found it interesting.
That is interesting. It's an interesting mystery, Kendall.
Where's Mr. Snodbottom gone?
Where is he off looking?
Maybe he took it. They're the closest. They're around each other all the time.
Well, you know, because here's the thing. If Mr. Snodbottom took it, it's not because it's not like Charles who took it for some weird charm. But, you know, Mr. Snodbottom, he doesn't know what he's doing half the time.
I know, he might be wearing it. Should we ask him? Maybe he has it.
Oh, here, he's coming back. Let's see. Hey, why don't you just come in here for a second?
Yes, brother. What would you like? Would you like some more nuts or another round of butternut rye crispies, bro?
Oh, as good as
everything for my things. Two hosts, boys. I love you two, boys. You'd like my two sons. Well. If I do say so myself.
Why are you being so nice, Mr. Snodbottom? Do you have something to hide?
Charles is... Oh, my God.
Charles,
shut the door!
Shut the door! Okay. Do you have something to hide, Mr. Snodbottom?
Do you have something to hide, Mr. Snodbottom?
Oh, talking about bows, of course I got nothing to hide from either of you two bows.
Do you know anything about this glove?
Intimate details of my bowel history. I've been with your bows for many years. I've been disemboweled. You come and visit me in the hospital every time, even when many of my own grown children won't come even near me, boys.
That's such a sad story. Mr. Sunbun,
yeah, why are you... What he's trying to ask is, have you seen a beautiful white glove?
Of course, boys. I've seen many beautiful white gloves in my time, boys. Mrs. Puttabuttabuttaturn herself has a collection of nearly 4 dozen pairs.
Well, that's not really
white
the...
gloves, and each more delicate than the last, boys.
Mr. Sunbun, speaking of...
They're like snowflakes. Each one is beautiful in their own way, boys. You're going to have to be more descriptive if you want me to...
Well...
pinpoint a specific beautiful white glove.
If you'll let me, I'll be more descriptive, Mr. Sunbun. Speaking of Mrs. Puttabuttaturn...
Right. Yeah.
Her... glove, one of her gloves that she's been out there looking for. I thought you were helping her out there. I don't know what you were doing out there. She has misplaced one, and we're on the search for it.
That's it in a nutshell.
Boys, it is, of course, my number one... Boys, excuse me. Allow me to start over. My number one priority is the health and wealth of my beautiful wife, Mrs. Puttabuttabuttaturn. My second priority is the health and wealth of this very show that we're on right now, boys. Living Candle, coast to coast.
Well,
beyond that, boys. And excuse me, boys. I forget what you asked me, boys.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you haven't seen the glove.
And, you know, if you did, I still don't think that we're any more likely to get an answer out of it.
So I think maybe you've already taken your irritable bowel. I think you've taken your irritable bowel syndrome a little too late today, Mr. Snodbottom.
I think, go back and look in your little notebook in your pocket and see how many pills
Mrs.
you were supposed to take.
You are so off today that we need to take a break. We have been on the air so long.
Oh, boys, you know, this reminds me of a time early in my career,
oh my
boys.
God. We've got to take a break.
On the air for many hours straight was a marathon. I was demonstrating what a filibuster is for the community. And it exists now as a record of a stack of beta tapes, boys. I think, boys, Kendall Bowers, did you hear that at my house? Commissioner, who are we?
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Want to go psycho with me, Elvira, here at the Bates Motel? You could be my guest at Universal Studios in Hollywood for a monstrous bash at the Bates Motel. Shower anyone? This Halloween, go psycho with Elvira and win a party with me at Slice.
Slice!
I just love that name.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
All right, Cliff, we're back with mysteries abounding all over the place.
Oh, no mystery as to why we're so fat. It's because we eat all the goddamn time. But anyway, Kendall, but there is a mystery. There's a mystery afoot as to who stole the beautiful white glove, but also as to how this show has gone down the toilet so quickly today in record time.
I blame Charles
for a lot of things, including this. And anyway, Kendall, what I'm saying is we're way behind schedule, and I know how you get. When we get behind schedule, you become insufferable, and so I'm going to suggest that we go ahead and make up for lost time and do the tip quiz now.
Well, yeah, you know, Mrs. Puttabuttabuttaturn was supposed to ask these questions, but she was so distraught that she gave us the questions over the break, so you're going to have to ask each other.
She took one of Becky's Xanax. We were talking to Becky, because I thought, maybe Becky, you know, you think you know somebody after a couple years, but who knows, maybe she wanted a white glove.
I was talking to Austin. Yeah. Same thing. I thought, you know, sometimes he's had a few Butternut Rye Krispies, and I don't know if he's telling the truth or not.
He can be a little bit of a pothead.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, we were going to call him in the studio. Mr. Nonbottom said, absolutely not. Yeah. He does not pay them to be on the air. They shall not be on the air. They will do their job and just go back there and file stuff.
It's one of those rare points he's really lucid on. And
everything else, he's not so lucid on. I think he had another stroke.
But anyway, I think he had several. And I think for the first time, probably not for the first time. He had a few on the air, I'm pretty sure, a few minutes ago.
I think he did.
But anyway, Kendall, that's not what I'm talking about now. What I'm talking about right now is a tip
quiz.
Don't shoot yourself, everybody. It's just a tip quiz. This is the time in the show where we're asking each other a few quiz tip questions about mysteries. As we said, Mr. Spot, a better term was going to come in. Let's not go over it again.
Okay.
We're going to do it ourselves.
Cliff, let me ask you the first question.
All right.
What percentage of humans believe that we have been visited by an extraterrestrial life?
Oh, my God. 46%.
Oh, my God. You were so close. 48%, Cliff.
Oh, I'm going to round up, and I'm going to go ahead and give me ding.
You might give yourself a ding, Cliff. I think you might as well have gotten that one.
That was
super close.
Yeah. All right, Kendall, let's see how close you can get to this.
I'm probably far off.
What year did the world's single most terrifying show, Unsolved Mysteries, debut?
Oh, God. 1984.
Oh, not close enough. That'd be 87.
Oh, hey, I was three off. You were what, three off? Come on.
No, okay, to go back and do some more Miznath.
Okay, you were two off. I was three off.
Ask me another tip cue.
What percentage of the population now believes that ghosts exist, Cliff?
Uh-oh, I'm talking ghosts. 39%.
Oh, you're a little too far off this time.
Oh, no.
52%, Cliff.
Oh, whoa. I never would have guessed.
I would have never either. The ghost phenomenon must be on the rise. We better call the Ghostbusters.
I just heard a grave open. There's more ghosts. More ghosts now in the world than there were a few minutes
before. Well, listen, that percentage was up from 40% in 2005. That is how much the belief in ghosts have grown. Oh, God. Now I've lost all faith in everything.
Oh, my God. Kendall, what victim of a mysterious disappearance was known as Lady Lindy during the years before her disappearance that has forever been shrouded in mystery?
Is that the Lindbergh's baby, Kendall?
No, Kendall, that's not Baby Lindy. Oh, Kendall, it was Lady Lindy herself, Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart, the friend of Lady Charles...
of Lady Charles Lindbergh.
Charles Lindbergh, thank you. All right,
got it. You got it.
What device just recently became the first man-made device to leave the solar system?
Oh, Kendall, was that my huge fat body?
No, Cliff,
that I
want to
kill
still,
myself.
You are still in orbit. It was the Voyager 1.
Voyager 1.
It was launched in 1977, and now it has finally left the solar system. It's 12 billion miles away from the sun, and Cliff, I think there is no greater mystery than space.
You're right. Kendall, that's all I'm tip quizzing you about.
That's all the questions I got for you.
Kendall, I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted too.
I'm exhausted from this mystery that's going on in the studio. And I don't know. So you really don't think Austin took it, like, to sell and buy drugs? We've got plenty around.
Cliff, I don't think, after what we've been through with Austin, I don't think he's a drug dealer.
I don't think so either, after all these years. Unfortunately, I mean, you know, it could come in handy. But anyway, Kendall, what I'm
You're just wishing he was a drug dealer.
I'm just saying it would cut out the middleman. Kendall, but that's not what the kids are saying.
No,
what are they? Are they texting you, Kendall? Oh, I know your phone plan will not support the texts of the kids.
Not with what Mr. Snodbottom pays us, Cliff.
It's terrifying, Lulu.
The first thing, Cliff, the kids are telling me is the word mystery chin.
Uh-oh, what's a mystery chin, Kendall? Can't possibly be the unnoticed beginnings of a second chin that show up in pictures of you around the holidays, typically caused by excessive eating and abnormally high number of pictures being taken of you. Often only noticed in photographs by the owner of a mystery chin.
Wow, Cliff, just that is oddly exactly what I'm talking about. That is, they must be texting you the same thing this week.
Oh my God, kids.
We got the same text. What are the odds?
I can't believe we got the same text.
What else are they telling you, Cliff?
I can't believe it. Kendall, mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery, what they're telling me, Kendall. Mystery bags. Oh, they're remixing. Kendall, it's a mystery bag. Do you know what a mystery bag is?
Cliff, I do not know what a mystery bag is. Tell me.
Oh, Kendall, it's been a few years since we ate a mystery bag. That's just a sausage, so-called, because
who knows? I did see that text, Cliff. I did see that text, and I didn't even remember.
Oh, I didn't remember, because who knows what's inside? Sometimes it's meat. Anyway, Kendall, a mystery bag. They're what's for breakfast.
Oh, I'm so glad we don't eat mystery bags anymore.
Me too.
Cliff, do you know what a mystery nug is?
Mystery nug? I do not.
Speaking of drug dealers, Cliff.
Uh-oh.
When a dealer supplies a nug of a newly acquired type and or brand of marijuana, it is known as a mystery nug. Cliff, the dealer might say, hey, this is my mystery nug with the rest of your sack, and call me tomorrow and tell me if it's good shit.
Oh, I can't believe it, Kendall. Speaking of mysteries, dig this one. Kendall, have you ever taken a mystery poop?
Oh, God.
Oh.
I don't know, Cliff.
Kendall, a mystery poop. It's just the act of taking a poop in which you know you poop. However, there's
Mrs. Spotted Butter Burns Heather is having a fit that you're talking about poop on the show.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but this is really pertinent to everybody's life. Kendall, it's a mystery poop. It's the act of taking a poop in which you know you pooped. However, there's nothing in the toilet bowl. Oh, my God. Nothing except the doo-doo wipes that you've wiped your own butt with. Kendall, a mystery poop is just one of those unsolvable mysteries.
It's right on up there with the Hindenburg.
It's right up there.
Or the Hindenburg. That's not a mystery. We know what happened to that.
Do we really?
Do you know what mystery really? Wood is?
Mystery wood.
Nope, I don't.
They are, Cliff, when you wake up in the morning, or you're just walking around the house and you just accidentally get a boner.
Is it when you're looking at the boy band One Direction and you can't decide which one of them gave you the erection? Is that what it is?
Because, Cliff, for you, that's not a mystery. You know that it's
Harry.
But if the mystery is you have no idea why it happens.
We don't know why it happens, everybody. We don't know why. All right, Kendall, that's all the kids have been texting me.
Me too, Cliff.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. What are you? Turn off that alarm.
She has set off the alarm.
Oh
wait, what is going on, Mrs. Potter Butterbird?
Oh,
turn.
My God.
Come in.
Yeah.
Dears, I'm still looking for my glove, dear, and I'm not sure what's happened to it.
Oh, my God. I thought there would have been a breakthrough by now.
Well, Charles has been out there forever, like, just on the ground. Is he looking, or is he just asleep?
Charles.
He found a cookie under the table, dear. That's what he's been doing.
It wasn't one of mine, was it?
Oh, Cliff, why are you eating stuff off the floor again?
I'm not eating it off the floor, but I might have, in my haste to eat more, dropped some on the floor.
You know, Cliff,
they're still mine.
Speaking of that, I was actually thinking, when you were eating earlier all that food,
yeah.
Could you possibly have picked up her glove and didn't realize it and, like, tossed it with all those empty cardboard boxes you were eating?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm usually pretty good about only throwing away the incriminating evidence and nothing.
Cliff, how many times have you thrown away my notes or something sitting on that table? I'm thinking you had something to do with this glove situation. That's what's really going on.
No, because here's the thing. First of all, whenever I throw away your notes or anything that belongs to you, it is a message and you just don't get it.
What about my glasses that time, Cliff? It took me 3 weeks to get a new pair.
Kendall, the message with your glasses was obviously, look, I'm going to throw away your glasses if you don't bring me things when I ask you to. That's because when I asked you, I said, would you get me a drink from the freezer? And you didn't. And
no time to be arguing about drinks, dear.
Listen, because Mrs. Butterbutter turned up, I gotta tell you, if it's one of these people in here, it is Kendall who is taking your glove, because Kendall is the one who is obsessively, like, picking up stuff and, like, putting it around, and he moves it and throws it away, and then he comes back and then he's like, what did I do with this thing?
Right, and if I would have picked it up, I would have been cleaning, I would have folded it nicely and given it to her and said, here's your glove, Mrs. Butterbutter.
Alright, let's just, is there, what else, what is it with you, Kendall?
Wait, Mrs. Butterbutter turn. What?
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 What is that in your hand?
What is that thing in your hand?
Oh, what? Where, dear? There's nothing on my hand. I'm missing my glove, dear.
In your other hand.
Oh, dear, it's my glove.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That is funny.
Dear, could you imagine that I was holding it in my other hand the entire time? I guess old age is getting to me, dear.
I guess maybe so. But no, oh, no, no.
Mr. Snodbottom is look at it. Look at his face out there. Look at his face.
Oh, he's steaming. Usually it's the other part of his body that's steaming, but this time it's his face.
There's... Oh, dear, calm down. Is it a mistake here?
All right, well... I guess it all turned out well, okay.
Dear, I'm gonna go apologize to everyone, dear. I'm so sorry, dear. It was in my hand the whole time.
Get out of here, girl. I got a few things to say.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Please.
Oh, that. He is so mad.
Oh, they are going. They're going.
Oh, look. Oh, Miss Austin is just yelling at Mrs. Bottom's chair. She has turned this whole office upside down. It is a disaster area. As you can hear from the show, things have just been crazy.
Things have been crazy, Kendall. What is it with you?
Oh, Cliff, what is it with me is that I'm about to ask you this question. It's what is it?
When did the show go down the toilet? Is that the question you were going to ask me?
No, it's time to play, Cliff. What is it?
With Kendall.
With Kendall.
What is it with him?
Okay, Cliff.
What is it?
Cliff, we got a little mystery to solve for each of these questions.
Uh-oh.
The mystery is who or what I'm talking about. Cliff, I'm going to ask you 10 questions if you need them. Hopefully you only need one or two. And they get easier and easier as I get to the...
Oh, sounds like a mystery.
It's a mystery. All right, Cliff. He won the 1974 Academy Award.
He won the 1974 Academy Award.
He won the 1974 Academy Award for the documentary feature film Designed for Death.
Obviously, that was Jonathan Demme.
Honestly, you don't know what you're talking about, Cliff. Adaptations.
Honestly.
Adaptations of his work include 11 television specials, 3 feature films, and a Broadway musical.
Oh, that was who but the 2,000-year-old man himself, Mel Brooks?
No, Cliff.
No.
No. Two of several pen names he wrote under are Theo, LaSieg, and Rosetta Stone.
Neil Simon.
Oh, no, Cliff. This is such a good mystery.
What a mystery.
Over 222 million copies of his books have been sold worldwide.
222 million, that was Stephen King.
No. During his lifetime, he published over 60 children's books.
Children's books, I'm talking Dr. Seuss.
You are correct, Cliff.
Oh, what a mystery. What a mystery was Dr. Seuss, my God. Who knew he was an Oscar?
Who knew? I knew.
I didn't.
I did, because I had the answer right in front of me, Cliff.
Oh.
He was born in Tampico, Illinois on February 6, 1911.
What is it?
Tampico, Illinois. Jack Lemmon.
No.
His
father nicknamed him Dutch due to his fat little Dutchman-like appearance and his Dutch boy haircut.
Oh, Ronnie. Ronnie. She's still not over it. I'm talking Nancy. She's beating on the gravestone of who but Ronnie. Ronnie Reagan.
Ronnie, little old Dutch Ronnie Reagan.
Little Dutch boy.
How did you know that?
Who didn't know that old Ronnie was named Dutch?
Oh, I didn't.
Il Duce.
I didn't care enough to find out. But
who gives a rip?
Do you want one more mystery?
Oh, Kendall, it depends. How late in the night is it? God damn, solve so many mysteries tonight. Let's see how quick we can do it.
All right, Cliff. These early mechanical devices were called a pan telegraph.
Pan telegraph. I'm talking cell phone tower.
No. Cliff, in 1925, inventor John Logie Baird sent moving silhouette images.
John Logie Baird, that was, of course, the television.
That was the television, Cliff. Very good. And that is all the questions I'm asking you. That is all it is.
Oh, that's...
With Kindle.
Is that all there is?
Unfortunately, that's all there is.
To Cliff and Kendall.
I don't even see them out there anymore. I don't know what's happened to Mrs. Potter. But
they've
all... She must
collapsed.
Have ran to the luncheon.
I guess she got to the luncheon on time. Who knows? We'll never know.
And Cliff.
It's so sad. It's really sad.
Oh, Cliff, if our listeners are as exhausted as we are, I feel like my voice is hoarse. I'm so tired.
Oh, well, it's been such a mystery tonight.
It has been a mystery. They can go over to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. facebook.com/CliffandKendall.
Yeah.
They can email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4-FAT.
Sure they can. Why not?
Why don't you?
Why don't you do it?
Cliff, love is an endless mystery, for it has nothing else to explain it. And that was Rabindranath Tagore.
Of course it was. I almost told you that it was him. Kendall, look at those cows and remember that the greatest scientists in the world have never discovered how to make grass into milk. And that was said by who but Michael Poopin.
My poop. All this talk about poop today. Cliff.
Yeah.
What is going on out there?
I don't want to know.
One may say the eternal mystery of the world is its comprehensibility. And that was old Albie Einstein.
Oh, one may say that. Kendall, we do not see things as they are. We see them as we are. And that was written where? But in the Talmud.
In the Talmud.
What I really do it is I would like to try out and be like a boxing announcer. I think I'd be really good. In this corner, we have the heavyweight champion of the world.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Kendall weighing in at 324 no, pounds.
They don't want to know how much I'm weighing in at.
Kendall!
Just know that side of the stage is sloping to one side.
Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We're exhausted. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, the mystery's been solved. Rest easy on that one.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn is missing a glove.
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 Glove.